Picture this. Your partner and their ex are best friends. Super close, really close best friends. Let's talk. Hi. My name is Marley. Welcome to my corner of the internet. On this side, we embrace the good and the not so good days. We are a community that takes one day at a time, a safe space where authenticity and vulnerability is both encouraged and appreciated. We're happy to have you join us as we cruise through life. Before we get into the episode, I asked a few of my friends this question, and each had different or rather similar opinions, but here's what they said.
Very much. It will bother me. It will bother my intestine. It will bother my mitochondria. But so long as I'm funny, creepy stuff like how exclusive they don't go to, on dates, they don't. I miss my best friends. My best friends who went there. Well, there's something about having an ex. As in, an ex needs someone. Kuna some extent in and the mood is right. You can't say no to each other. So, yeah. Neza sees your mind like in intercon insecurities. AF. Like in too cozy around each other, and I wouldn't be cool with it. Kuna So it's a give or take 50-50. Neza kuwa cool with it, neza kuwa not cool.
Yo, at besties with his ex, he or I scare wapi. Unless I'm out of the picture. I mean, it can't happen. Ex attack with ex as in history, and that's on period.
funny. Anyway, this is one of your podcasts kuhusu story, and your guest like in support of it. Me, honestly, I wouldn't as in from my friend's experience, niko mabeshte wengi wenye wako mabeshte na exes wao na okay, as long as kama mlikuwa intimacy was involved na sex was involved, hakuna venye unaweza kuwa best na ex wako juu by the end of the day mtakuwa tu mnakulana tu. So mimi vitu nimeona hadi niko na mabeshte zingine wengine madem wenye wananiambia wako cool na exes wao, but chini ya maji wanakulana even though wako na partners wao, unaona? So I don't think it's something yenye naweza fanya hata kama ni kitu yenye nimeachana na ex wangu in good terms, but being friends, no. I wouldn't date. Yeah, I wouldn't.
So, from the three that I've sampled, basically that's what their responses look like. It was more of, I've seen people do it. I've seen people say they're quote unquote friends with their exes, but hook up on the side. That is for translation, that is what the last audio meant. He's seen his friends, both male and female, keep a friendship with their exes when in reality they are hooking up on the side. The first one said, when the mood is right, you cannot resist an ex. So in as much as I would be okay with it, I would still not be okay. I would still feel some type of way, okay? Another response I got was, unless there was a child involved. If there was a child involved, I would reconsider. No child, I don't see why you maintain a relationship with an ex, unless the relationship is not over. So yeah, that was the theme across the board. And yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting. It was a pretty interesting conversation, because I found that most people spoke of it in terms of you shared something with this person. There was intimacy and there was sex, because those are two different things, right? Yeah, there was intimacy and there was sex shared with this person, so you cannot tell me you're still friends. It doesn't work, okay? I would like to share with you my point of view, okay? So I'm actually best friends. Would I say, okay, yeah, I'm actually best friends with an ex. I know. How this came to be, we broke up years ago. We broke up around 2018. If you've listened to the Friendly Exes episode, then you already know what I'm talking about. You already know who I'm talking about, and you already know how that came to be. If you haven't, please press pause and rush over there, listen to that episode, come on back. We'll wait for you, we'll wait for you, we're waiting. Okay. You've listened to it? Nice. Okay, so now let's proceed. So yeah, we broke up around 2018. We tried to be friends, but it really did not work out. We tried to be friends around 2019. So I would say we did not wake up best friends. Since then, we've not been in communication until when I was recording, until I think a day before I was to record the Friendly Exes part one. That's when we kind of like reconnected. I would say we really needed to grow as individuals, right? We really needed to learn and unlearn a lot about ourselves, about life, and yeah. So now, fast forward to now, where we've both worked on ourselves, we've both grown, that has allowed our relationship to grow as well. Our relationship has definitely grown. There's a sense of mutual love, mutual respect. We know we have like unspoken boundaries. I'd like to call them that, unspoken boundaries, because we've never had that conversation where we're like, okay, so this is what we can and cannot do. This is what we can and cannot say to each other. We've not had that, right? So we have unspoken boundaries. And we have that mutual respect, mutual understanding for one another. Yes, we hang out often, we communicate often, but we also understand that this person, this are her values, his values, this is my position in their life, and we maintain that, you know? So yeah, it has worked. And I think we've not tried it in a relationship setting because it's not gotten to that point. I'm still single, so it's not been a thing where I've had to readjust my relationships to accommodate someone else. So yeah, there's that. But going back to Friendly Exes Part One, I have been in a situation where I was in a relationship with someone who was around their ex, and that whole shebang I talked about in the Friendly Exes episode, but you've already listened to it, so yeah. So that I feel like being in that situation and seeing how he and his ex handled that situation, and the maturity that they both displayed, and the respect and the boundaries, the unspoken boundaries that they put in place to both respect their new relationships and respect their lives and whatever. That witnessing that maturity from someone else has also like implanted something in me that has given me the understanding to now grow this relationship with my ex, who's my best friend, quote unquote. So yeah, being in a situation where I've seen people be friends with be friends with their exes while being in another relationship and not making the person in you're in a relationship with feel like they're walking into something and being a third wheel in something, that also has contributed to this relationship, and it's made me be in a position where I can now nurture this relationship and maintain boundaries and set and maintain boundaries and do all of these things, which I think is very, very, very helpful and has played a big role. Yeah. In terms of, it's not for everyone, I must say that. It's not for everyone and it's not for every relationship. I cannot say that because I was with someone who was around their ex, I can now do that with my next relationship or the one after that. So, you know, how people carry themselves, what they say, do, or don't do and don't say will tell you, can I be in this situation? Can I continue to be in this situation? Can I continue to put myself in this position? And if it doesn't align with who you are, then by all means, let's keep it pushing. Okay? So now, let's now be practical with this, okay? Because I hear what the responses say to me. I hear what they're communicating. I hear what is being said. And I also want to acknowledge that. I am best friends with my ex, right? And I meet a guy like him and we are in a relationship. We are in the talking stage of a relationship. I would be both transparent and honest with him from the word go. Now, both transparency and honesty, I've come to learn, are two different things. To be transparent is to speak truthfully without being asked. To be honest is to give a truthful response, okay? So I would approach the situation in transparency and honesty. Be like, so yo, this is my ex, we used to date, whatever, whatever. And if the person had questions, because of course everyone will have questions in that situation, if the person had questions, I would then go ahead to answer those questions truthfully, and not really questions, but rather have more of a conversation. Ask your questions and I would try to understand where you're coming from. And you also have to understand where I'm coming from. Because when you now walk into a situation and you're demanding things, instead of growing this relationship, you end up pushing this person away. And not only with exes, let's put it this way. You're in a relationship. You are in a new relationship and this new love walks in and is telling you, oh, I don't like it when you hang out with this person. I don't like this person. I don't like this person. How would that make you feel? Would you be more receptive or would you be like, okay, I just met you 2 seconds ago. Calm down, you know? So I would say the first course of action is to try and to understand. At the same time, even as I'm explaining to you, I'm friends with my ex and this is our relationship and our dynamic, I should also be in a position to understand where you're coming from. Because if it's a new relationship, I have to come to terms with the fact that this is someone who knows you more than me, because it's a new relationship. I don't really know you as much. So this is someone who knows you more than I do. And you still have a relationship with them. So how do I really fit in that? And now it's up to me now to make you feel more comfortable and to show you that this relationship with my ex doesn't really affect this relationship with you. Okay? And with me being in the middle, I'd have to now set boundaries both ways, where I have to make it clear to my ex, yo, this is the man in my life. You have to be respectful of this relationship because I care about this person, because I care about this person and I want to see where this goes and I want to explore that. So when it comes to how often you call me, how often we hang out, I think maybe we can dial it down, okay? Maybe not do 5 days a week. Let's do maybe two, okay? And also make it clear to your partner that, hey, I'm doing this and this to now make you feel more comfortable. Is there anything I can do more? Because I will not stop talking to this person who I've known for so long because you, who I've known for 2 seconds, is uncomfortable. To me, it just doesn't sit right. So yeah, there's that, okay? And also, if you feel like it's too much work, then it's not for you, because it is too much work. It is too much work because you now have to make it clear to everyone. This is your position. This is your position. This is what you can, cannot do. I want to do this. And if it is a situation where you're transparent and honest with everyone, I think it could work. I think it could. You know, so we're down to transparency, honesty, understanding, and most importantly, respect. Okay? So you have to set your foot down and understand that this is the person I've chosen to be in a relationship with. So I have to show respect for him and respect for the relationship. How do I do that? My relationship with my ex is a trigger. So I will set boundaries. I will do this and that to make sure that it is respectful for this. Okay? At the same time, I also want to honor and respect my relationship with my ex. I don't want him to feel like the presence of this new person has sent him packing. Okay? So I will be okay. I am not distancing you from my life. I'm not cutting you off. I'm just trying to make this person feel more comfortable. And I also want you to be more comfortable. How can I make you feel more comfortable? How can I make just that openness, that communication, that understanding, that respect, and treating the other person as a human being? I think it could work. It's not for everyone, and it's not for every relationship. Trust me, there are people let's keep it pushing. Let's see each other on the road and say hi and keep it pushing. And there's some people that I really am grateful that I am still in communication with. I'm grateful that despite what happened, despite the relationships not working, we still maintain some sort of relationship. And those are relationships that I treasure. Those are relationships that I value. And I would not, truthfully, honest to God, I would not let anyone come between those relationships because I do value them. But at the same time, I also do not want to be blind to the fact that these are real people with real feelings, and my actions, my words, or a lack thereof will make them feel a certain way. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you feel. I would really like to know. I'd really like to know your thoughts. Do you think it could work? Do you think it's a lost cause? Are you doing it? Have you been around people who've done it? What have you learned from them? Let me know. Engage with me. I'd really, really like to know. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of CC. Please don't forget to share it with your friends, your family members, your colleagues, your co-workers, that guy on the street. Tell a friend to tell another friend and another and another. I love you so, so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for always being here. Thank you for sharing. And I will see you on the next episode. Love you. Spread love and light. Bye.